Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Satlej Textiles and Industries Limited Q2 and H1 FY 2024 conference call. From the management panel, we have with us today Mr. S.K. Khandelia, Advisor, Satlej Textiles and Industries Limited, and Mr. Rajeev Mukhopadhyay, Whole-time Director and CFO. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that the conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajeev Mukhopadhyay. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the earnings conference call for Satlej Textiles and Industries Limited for the second quarter and half year of FY 2024. I trust that you are all doing well. With me on the call today is Mr. S.K. Khandelia, who is at the helm of affairs of day-to-day matters of Satlej Textiles and Industries Limited and Stellar IR Advisors, our investor relationship team. We have already uploaded the investor presentation, and I hope everyone has had an opportunity to go through the same. Let me start the call by giving you the financial highlights of the quarter and half year gone by, after which Khandelia will fill you in on the business highlights as well as the industry highlights. For quarter two FY 2024, our consolidated total income came at 739 crores, which was 4% higher than Q1 FY 2024, which was mainly on account of liquidation of finished goods inventory. Due to sluggish demand, our margin impacted in Q2. Sales volume increased by around 12%, but on the same time, realization has dropped by around 8% on quarter-to-quarter basis. So increase in net sales is only 4%, while raw material average consumption prices dropped by around 1% only. Gross profit stood at 235 crores, which was lower by 17% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Gross margin for the quarter stood at 32%, which is lower on a quarter-on-quarter basis. EBITDA for the quarter was -30 crores, as against 5 crores positive in Q1 FY 2024. For half-yearly FY 2024, our consolidated total income stood at 1,450 crores. Gross margin came at 36%. EBITDA stood at -25 crores, and PAT came in as -80 crores. As we have been updating you, our efforts at strengthening our balance sheet still continues. During the quarter, we have reduced our debt by 129 crores to 815 crores, as against 944 crores as on 30th June. Our current debt-to-equity ratio continued to stay below 1 and currently stands at 0.80. During the quarter, we reduced our working capital level by 209 crores and reduced the fund blockage. Those were my initial opening remarks. I will now request Khandelia to please take it forward with the business and industry updates.
Thank you, Rajeev, and thank you all for joining us today on this conference call. As we have been advising on our previous calls, the quarter gone by and this year has been challenging for the textile industry in general and the spinning sector in particular. Most developed markets were already seeing a significant reduction in discretionary spending on account of high inflation and recessionary pressures. Unfortunately, not only does this trend continue, but with the Israel-Hamas conflict, we anticipate that the pain will carry on for the remainder of the fiscal. Due to slowdown in exports, capacities were diverted to domestic market, leading to oversupply in domestic market. Consequently, the domestic margins has also come into huge pressure. In our case, we are exporting about 40% of our products, and most of the developed countries, as I mentioned, has seen the depressed demand, that the margins in these products were impacted adversely. Similarly, in domestic market, as I said, that because exports, overall countries' exports were down, there was pressure in domestic market, and demand was also impacted because of inflationary pressure in India also, and the consumer discretionary spending was reduced. In our case, we have been supplying premium quality yarns, that is dyed yarns, in domestic market as well as in export markets, like synthetic and blended dyed yarns, cotton and cotton blended melange yarns, and this is the most affected segment because it's a premium segment. Secondly, our specialty melanges were going to garment exporters, but as the garment exports has fallen in 5 months of this fiscal year by 22.6%, that impacted the demand and margins in our specialty melange yarn, and we were forced to run grey yarns, which we are not very competitive because of the different set of mills are there. Quarter 2 financial year 24 has been yet another quarter that saw subdued demand for the spinning industry, unfortunately, that I have already mentioned. And then, as Rajiv mentioned, we were carrying excess inventory at the end of first quarter, and that we have reduced significantly of the finished goods and the work in process. And if I remember correctly, it was about 110 crores. And since the markets were falling, we suffered heavy losses in that. And now, I think that things will continue to remain challenging, and market conditions are likely to remain subdued at least for the 2 quarters from now. And once the things get clear and visibility is there, the things should improve. Thank you. Now anyone can ask questions.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Rahul Soni from ICICI Bank Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Yeah, hello. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. Sir, can you briefly explain the present situation, like utilization level at the industry level and also at the company level, and how the yarn spread is moving?
You see, as the position stands now, there is no visibility because Israel-Hamas war has further added a dimension to the already depressed demand. So there is complete uncertainty in the marketplace, and demand is quite depressed. And India, as I mentioned, because of the inflationary pressure, though it is stable at present, the purchasing power of the people is impacted. Discretionary spends are not getting reduced to the orders. People like something else, and they don't have that much money for there. So visibility is not there, so it is very difficult to say when the situation is likely to improve. But as I mentioned, that we see that for this quarter as well as for the next quarter, things are going to be very challenging. Thank you.
And what was the our utilization?
Excuse me, I could not get you.
Our utilization
was 54% effective, and capacity utilization was 94%. So normally we use 100% of our capacity, and utilization normally remains 95%. But this time, say, our capacity utilization was lower by 6%.
And our overall realization, you said, dropped 4% quarter on quarter.
No, overall realization depends upon different varieties. And overall realization, if I talk, in the yarn segment, it is, I think, dropped by 12%. Overall realization of yarn segment dropped by 12%.
So in segment-wise, what is the breakup?
Our main segment is spinning. Main segment is spinning. So there the overall realization dropped by 12%. And then there are different types of yarn. So there somewhere it may be 15%, somewhere it may be 5%. So on an average it was 12%. And another segment where we are is the home textile, though it is a small segment. There the realizations has improved and the working has also improved. And that has shown good traction.
Okay. And sir, if I ask about the breakup between cotton yarn and man-made yarn, so what is the correct...
Not readily available with me, we will arrange to send you.
Okay. Okay, I will get back in the case.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dheeraj, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Sir, you have a unique position of being part of the B2B as well as B2C space.
Yes.
So, could you explain whether you're seeing any improvement? Because on all con calls where there are consumer-facing industries, whether it is domestic or international, there seems to be a little bit of pain that is going on, like you mentioned in your speech as well. But since you're part of the B2B as well, I'm sure you'll have some advanced understanding of what the orders will look like for the next quarter or next few quarters. So any light that you'd like to throw on that?
This is, so far B2B segment is concerned, we find that the downstream industry, many of that is getting close to maybe 20%, 25%. Say for example, weavers, whether it is Burhanpur, Bhiwandi, Chalkaranji, Bilwara, everywhere looms are closed and people 20 to 25% and people are not finding a way out to dispose of the inventories which they have also built up. So it's a challenging time, and until unless the demand from exports comes in, because India as a overall net exporting about say about 35 to 40 billion of textile products, so in wherever it is there are yarn is required. So until unless that export improves, say in the developed countries demand improves and the pressure on domestic is not reduced, till then I don't think in India even domestic market or B2B segment or B2C segment wherever we are is going to improve. So that times are challenging, as I mentioned, for 2 quarters I don't think there is going to be any visibility or something. After that, let's see how does the things move. Thank you.
Right, sir. So, and if I may just ask one more question. Do you think the festive season will improve the sentiments?
Basically, you see, if the festival season is almost over so far, in our case, it ends much earlier because then they just converted into clothes. And, but the clothes movement has also been very slow this year, and actual retail offtake, say from the retailers and other places, that is also very slow as compared to normal times. So festival season has not given the desired result which the industry hoped for. So that is, we can say that it was a lackluster and very poor. Thank you.
Right, sir. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, and I'll get back in the queue if I have any more questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Amit Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. So my question is, we had a plan of 900 crore expansion. Are we, because of the market condition, are we delaying the project, or how is it going? Because I can't see any investments being made for last 6 months in the balance sheet.
Okay. So far as the project is concerned, we have kept it on the hold and we have not spent any money except purchasing the land, and that is in our position. And we are still re-evaluating the project because the market conditions are, visibility is not there. So we have kept the project for the time being on the hold. And we will get back to you in the next quarter or something like that, how we are going ahead with that.
And related to the same thing, now your investor presentation is showing that you have 85% position of the capacity. our yarn sales have gone up, so that means we are selling the yarn which has been produced earlier.
I couldn't get it. So 85% capacity, as I said to you, normally we used to utilize our 100% capacity, and effective utilization 95% used to be there. 5% is for maintenance changes and all those type of things. This time we have utilized our capacity to 94%, and the effective utilization has been 84%, because there were some interruptions, even whatever capacities we were running in between because of the shortage of orders and something. So effective utilization was 84% as against 95% which we normally used to have. And that situation is still continuing to by and large. But then sometimes some capacity increases, sometimes some reduces. But by and large, this is the same situation is continuing at this point of time. Thank you.
So my next question is, sir, do we have any damage because of the
market? Sorry for the interruption, Amit. Can you please switch to the handset?
Okay. Did we have any damage to the plants because of the Himachal rains? Because our plants are there in Himachal too.
Any damage to the plants?
No, down. I mean, at this point of time, we don't have any specific plants because at this time the visibility is not there for anything.
So, sir, was there any damage to the plants because of Himachal?
No, not at all. Not at all. No damage. No damage to any of the plants.
And did we have any production loss because of the rains?
Production loss because of rain?
No. There was not any flood or anything in our plants. There has not been any damage or interruption because of the floods and rains.
And how is this quarter doing compared to the last quarter, the one we completed? Is the same or so? It's a slight uptick from the last quarter?
I think, as I mentioned, that in the second quarter we have booked a lot of stock losses because we were carrying excess inventory. So those type of losses may not be there to that extent. So this quarter looks better at this point of time as compared to last quarter.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshata Anchan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So I have a couple of questions. First, on the home textile business. Sir, can you give us an update on the progress that we are making in the home textile business, and also like what is your expected timeline for the break-even for home textile?
No, home textile has already shown, I'll check the second question first. Home textile is already positive EBITDA they are showing now. They are in positive EBITDA and there is continuous improvement there, home textile. And our average rates have improved. Production has gone up, marketing sales has gone up. So home textile is showing good traction. So our Indian business is concerned. Then we have ASM, there is another subsidiary company of ours. There little bit it is a standstill because in America demand is little less, so that is more or less same. And other so far our spinning business is concerned. So, as I mentioned, that this quarter is likely to be better than the previous quarter because last quarter we booked a lot of losses and capacity utilization is more or less equal to last quarter so far. And I don't think by the end of this quarter capacity utilization is going to be better, but you never know. Say, some people say after Diwali and the merry season will come, Christmas festival come, and those type of demands may come from export. And if the export demand picks up, the pressure on domestic reduces, we will do much better because we are in premium segment like dyed yarns and other things. If the garment exporter does well, our specialty melanges go. We are forced to run grey yarn at this point of time, and which we were running last quarter also. So there we don't get much margin. So this is how the things are there, and uncertainty is there, visibility is not there. But it looks to me that this quarter is going to be definitely better as compared to previous quarter.
Okay, so you mentioned on the overall like utilization is more or less equal to what it was last quarter. Am I correct?
Yes. As I said in my earlier to some other question, that normally we were utilizing our 100% capacity and effective utilization used to be 95%. 5% used to be for maintenance and all those type of things. This year, in this quarter, second quarter, we utilized 94% of our capacity. 6% had to be stopped time to time because of the lack of the orders or very uneconomic orders. Against 94%, our effective utilization by 84% as against to 95% normally. So this is the position which is still continuing, so as we are speaking. If the demand picks up, say, after 15th November, after Diwali, it may improve to some extent. Otherwise, it is not likely to go down from here onwards.
Okay. Okay, sir, that was helpful. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Soni from ICICI Bank Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
In the yarn sales volume, we have registered like 18% of growth on YoY percentage.
Yes.
So if we see the domestic export and sales, domestic and exports break up,
yes.
It has been like 42% this time and also last year. But also we are saying that export demand is low and domestic demand is also low. But we have not, this is not connecting, right?
Yes, I clarify.
So still we have reported growth in volume.
Yes, yes, yes. Volume growth is there simply due to one reason. That, as I mentioned, that we were carrying a very excessive inventory at the end of the first quarter. And we have cleared majority of those such inventories, though still we have something. So because of the clearance of those inventories, we could reduce our inventory and our revenues increased. So that was for domestic as well as exports. So that is the reason basically. Otherwise, say we reduced the inventories of about 112 crores or something like that of the finished goods and the work in process. So that was for domestic as well as for exports.
Okay, so on the expense of our realization, this volume growth is, has been there, okay? So that's what you wanted to say.
Yes, sir. You see, whatever it was, since we have been a regular player, at least we could sell. Others were finding even difficult to sell. So that was the plus point which we had. Even in reducing inventory in such bad markets, people have increased the inventories, whereas we have been able to reduce it. And but with sizable number, that is the strength which we have. So market rates will depend upon the demand and supply. And the region of fall, as I mentioned, domestic was under pressure because of less demand in exports. And since developed countries has a lot of inflationary pressure, uncertainty, discretionary demand came down, and therefore the realizations were under pressure in domestic market and as well as export market. But because of our strength of the business and diversified product portfolio, we could clear such a huge amount of the inventory which we were carrying. So that is the strength which we could definitely like to mention here. Thank you.
Okay. So what kind of volume growth and margins you are aiming for the full year and next year?
Yes. In this quarter, we have yarn volume sales were 30,271 tons. And earlier, previous quarter, it was 26,944 quarters. In March quarter, it was 25,540 quarters. So if I take about 12% volume growth, about 12% volume growth.
So overall growth, your guidance on overall growth for FY24 and 25?
It's very difficult. At this point, even two quarters are not visible, 24, 25. Otherwise, we have been touching 3,000 crores, as you know, we have already touched, and there could have been normal growth, and we have always been doing something new. So in this period of uncertainty, and there is no visibility at all, no one is able to tell. So I'm sorry, I will not be able to give anything about 24-25 right now.
Okay. So, sir, like in exports, you have good exposure in the export market. So, would you like to explain what is your client profile or what is the business model? So, who are your clients globally and also domestically, if you can explain?
Yes, we have many, say we supply to industrials, we supply to home textile, we supply to apparel manufacturers, and our exports are to 60-70 countries. So it's a very diversified, and exports we are still continuing, we are still maintaining our customers. It may be the matter of the quantum may be less, realizations may be less. But we are very much present there also right now.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. S.K. Khandelia for closing comments.
Thank you. In conclusion, I would like to say that it appears to me that worst is behind us, and from here onwards, even in third quarter or in fourth quarter, there will be continuous gradual improvement, even in these worst market conditions. And this is what appears to me, though everything remains uncertain and no one can predict for the future. Challenges are continuing, and we are continuing our focus to drive the business, and we have long experience, so I think we will be able to do much better than the general industry, particularly realizations and other things are the market level. And with this, I would like to conclude, and I wish all of you a very happy Diwali and prosperous New Year ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. On behalf of Satlej Textile and Industries, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.